Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreamay. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Dreamay.
Praise the Lord. Glad to have all of God's people here with us today. And if you're not one of God's people, I pray by the end of this program you will be. Praise the Lord, because He loves you. His love is overwhelming. His love is our comfort. It's our protection. It's our guide. It's our peace of mind. Praise the Lord. Going through whatever we got to go through in life to get us where we're going, His love is there to give us that strength and that crutch, that courage, hallelujah, to keep marching on. In Jesus' name, welcome here, everybody. Godly standards are expected in all of God's children, and living for God doesn't limit our worship to prayer time alone. Listen, the evidence of our faith is expressed in the actions that we take. What would Jesus do? We have a daily opportunity to put into action what Jesus would do in our situation. So thank you for joining us today, and let's move on up to the social standards of God's Word. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's our inward look that determines our outward appearance. It's that alone time, that quiet time with the Lord. It's how we are on the inside. Praise Jesus, of having the Lord on us, having that confidence allows us to be that person on the outward that we're to be, so others can see the God in us. Praise the Lord. Because if you're saved, people know that you're saved, there's a certain standard that you have to live up to. There's a certain, because what you are is a representative to the Lord. And to those that don't know Him, and those that are maybe on the fence and going through things, but when they go through things, instead of turning to the Lord for prayer, if for hope, they'll turn to either to alcohol or to drugs or to something else of the world that's not of the Lord. And so all they do is just to keep treating the symptoms, but not the problem. But so what we have to do is show ourselves as people standing up for God, that God in us, hallelujah, so they can be drawn to us and their lives can be changed. Praise the Lord. But so it's just when you're living for the Lord, there's a certain way that's expected of you. It's the ethics. And ethics is the doctrines of morality or social manners. It's a moral philosophy which teaches men their duty and the reasons for it. And integrity is who we are. It complements moral character. And as followers of Jesus, we're being judged all the time. I mean, whether you realize it or not, people are always looking at us in judgment to see if we're living the life that we're professing to live. Because part of them wants to believe, even if they don't, they want to believe it's true. They want to believe that there's hope. They want to believe that there's something better in life. But if you're out there and you're living for the Lord and people know that and you've made that known, but your actions speak a totally different thing, you're hurting the kingdom of God. And who knows what person may have been their only chance to receive the Lord, to receive, you know, to be, have something positive from Him. Maybe that was the final straw, the last time they're going to turn toward Him. And so it's why it's so important that we conduct ourselves in that way. Integrity is the key. And so what we do is we live our life with integrity, doing what we say we're going to do. We treat others with honor, with respect, as you'd want to be treated. And if love is at the base of our actions, then it becomes easy. And it's not earthly love, but it's godly love. Praise Jesus. And the difference is godly love is that unconditional love. And there's no conditions that will make me stop loving you. No conditions that will make, from God's viewpoint, there's no conditions that will make him stop loving you. He wants you to do the right thing. He wants you to turn from your wicked ways and to turn your life to him so you can stop hurting yourself. Because he doesn't want you to hurt. You know, when we sin, that sin hurts us. It hurts our spirit. It sets us back. It sets us up for more turmoil, more problems to come at us. So even when someone is bad, we have hope and faith in Jesus that he's going to turn that person around. And not everybody can be turned around, but if there's no one that can do it, praise the Lord, God can. Jesus' name, he makes a way for us. So let's look at the evidence of our faith is expressed in the actions that we take. So how much faith do you have in the Lord is going to depend on how you are and how you really respond to things. None of us are perfect, and we all say stuff and maybe do things that we would love to take back. But the more your mind is on the Lord, and the more that you're serving him, the less of those things are going to come up. The more you're going to be that person for others to look up to. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. So just evil people and being around the presence of evil people, and when they get to talking and bickering about this, and this isn't right, and that's not right, and they're complaining about it, and God doesn't like the complainers. He wants you to turn it over to him. Don't complain about it. Give it to me. Pray to me. But they're, you know, but these, they corrupt good people. Because if you're in the midst of people that are all complaining, people that are going through all this stuff, and they're just harboring it and they're carrying it, instead of giving it over to the Lord, before long, and you're staying around, you're going to start hearing stuff, and yeah, you know, that's not right. That's, you know, and start agreeing with them and become corrupt yourself, and fall into that trap. But let's look at 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Not to be ashamed. And to make it actions, your daily actions, that there's nothing that you can look back on and wish you hadn't have done if your mind is on the Lord. Praise God, it's a moment-to-moment basis. It's always keeping our mind on the Lord. You know, we can go through those problems, but it's Jesus that picks us out of it. And the thing is you have to ask yourself, am I going to focus on my problems, or am I going to focus on the one that solves them, the one that takes care of that for me? When I've had something that happened in my life that was so devastating, overwhelming, that it was so heavy for me to carry and just tormented me, I couldn't sleep. Just something that someone that I very much care about was going through something really bad, but you have to turn it over to the Lord. And I just had to take all that burden and give it to Jesus and say, this is too much for me. I can't, you know, I can't be overwhelmed by this, and it's too much, it's too heavy for me, and I just want you to take it, Lord. And so I said that and meant it for him to take it. And the way that happens is when that comes back up, okay, after I've given it to the Lord, and if it comes back to my mind and it starts to torment again, right away, instantly, I claim, no, I gave that to the Lord. I'm not even going to think about it and worry about it, because it's in the Lord's hand and he's taking care of it. He's doing what I can't. What's out of my hands is in his hands, praise the Lord. He's taking care of that. So it's putting our focus, it's giving our troubles to him. Give our troubles to the Lord, we're able to walk more into that spirit. You know, we're able to smile more and be more cordial to others. And we find ourselves seeking out other people that are also nice, other people that are also loving, and to be into the favor of them and to be in the presence of them, rather than a negative influence that's always negative, always complaining, never turning over to the Lord, and never giving him the power that he already has, never giving it over to him, and just trying to carry it and burden ourselves with it. That's moving on up to the godly standards that he wants us to do. Praise Jesus. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, you even so to them, this is the law of the prophets. That's Matthew 7:12. same thing is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And we treat others the way that we would want to be treated. We bless others. We're honoring others the way that we would want to be honored, the way we want to be blessed. Praise Jesus. Because it's that defense, you know, that defense mechanism in us that sometimes makes us want to be to turn cold because you get hurt too many times. And when you're turning cold and you're kind of turning in, and it's more on the defense, and if you're on that defense and you're thinking about trying to protect yourself, then you're not on the offense, and that is winning souls, taking care of business for the Lord. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 12:3, a man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. When you're on that rock and you believe in it, you're not moved on it. I was just talking to someone recently, when it's dealing with the Lord, when it has to do with Him, and someone else is not doing right, and they claim to know the Lord, they claim to be saved by Him, and you can see what they're doing is not, and they're trying to make excuses for it, it's up to you to speak up and to say something about that, and to speak up for the Lord. It's up for you to be that representative, to let them know where they're going wrong, and the way to do it is by quoting scriptures. And it's easy to say something to somebody, maybe it sounds almost like judgmental, and they're not going to receive that. But if you have scriptures over it, so if there's someone that's going through something that you, somebody that you know, look it up. And it's easy nowadays with a computer just to get online and to put in even a question and put Bible or something related to the Lord and get an answer back. Or a topic for the Bible, and to get those verses that's going to link you right to directly to the words that you need to express, and the verses that you can quote to somebody else. Praise God, to help them out. In Revelation 21:8, but as for the cowardly, the faithless, detestable, as for the murderers, the sexual immoral, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in a lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. That's everything. Listen, that there's the reality of our actions is the evidence and as of how we're living. But the reality is that is there is a death, there is a second death, and that's for the ones that aren't saved. It's so important to have your mind on the Lord and to be standing up for Him and to have that love of it, the love of the Lord, that you wear it on your sleeve. Praise Jesus. Because that ultimate, the other side of that is what you wouldn't want on your worst enemy, is that second death, is that lake of fire. And so it's holding ourselves to those standards, to proclaiming the Lord, and it's going back to being that lighthouse, to shining out that people see God in you, so they can come to you, so their lives can change, so something positive can happen in their life because of the Lord, because of the actions that you portrayed, and that's from the Lord that's got you from the center of your being. If your mind is on Jesus and your mind is on the Lord and you're walking with the Lord and you're talking with Him, praise the Lord. And I want to touch on something, that this quiet time with the Lord, that some people, the only quiet time that they'll get with Jesus, or they'll get it all through the whole day, is when they finally lay their head on the pillow at the end of the day. And that's a great time to talk to the Lord, because He's right there, and you'll find that he's telling you stuff, and you're able to talk to Him, and other things are out of your mind. But what the important thing is that is not enough. And in order to get right with the Lord, to be that person that stands up, that shows the Lord in their actions that I can see the Lord in you, you've got to have your alone time with the Lord. And that's just shutting off the TV and the outside world. That's shutting off everything else and just sitting quietly and focusing on Jesus and just listen to the Holy Spirit. Because listen, the Holy Spirit, and when Jesus, when he was going to die on the cross, and He explained, look, after I'm gone, the Holy Spirit can't come until after I'm gone, but after I'm gone, He's going to be with you always. And the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And that is, the Bible refers to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of the Lord. That's God in you. Okay, so what do we get out of that? Also, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the counselor. Is a counsel. So what's a counsel? It counsels you. It's one person told me the only counselor, you know, only counseling I need is all in my own head. And they were more right than maybe they knew, because the Holy Spirit does that. He talks to us. Holy Spirit is the author of Scripture. There's parts of your Bible that you're reading is because it was given by the Holy Spirit directly. Man can't, you know, man wrote the Bible, people will say it was given to them. It was given to certain individuals from the Holy Spirit, and he's the author of Scripture. That's what the Bible tells us, hallelujah. He's the comforter. The Holy Spirit comforts me. He comforts you. When things are bad, you've got the Lord in you. Claim his name. Claim the Lord as King of Lords, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and claim the name of Jesus. Claim the Holy Spirit, and he's there to comfort you, to let you know, I've got you, I'm with you. And he's a convictor of sin also. And so that is when you're sinning and you're feeling, you know, you feel the constant, you feel bad for sinning, and that's the Holy Spirit in you that's convicting your soul, letting you know, to feel the pain of your sin, because it's separating you from the Lord. It's a painful separation that you maybe not even realize if you're distracted by everything that's going on in life, but it is, because it takes you away from that tenderness and that protection and from that touch of the Lord. Praise Jesus, that the anointing of him. The Holy Spirit is your guide. It guides you. It's the revealer. It's the Spirit of truth and the teacher. And that's the thing, is Paul. Paul was taught, you know, Apostle Paul, taught by the Holy Spirit directly. You know, Moses was talked to them by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit changes lives, changes civilizations. Praise the Lord. There's a lot in that. That's Jesus that's with us. I just want to encourage you to know that having the Holy Spirit, having the Lord in your life, asking Jesus in your life, receiving that Holy Spirit. And there's a difference between having the Holy Spirit and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And we'll get into that maybe another episode, to where and there's different forms of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to where you need an interpreter. But then there's also the speaking in tongues of the Holy Spirit, where interpreter is not needed, because it's your soul crying straight out to God. It's when you have that and you're praying, and the Lord is just on you in such a form that it just overtakes you, and you're no longer speaking, but you're still talking, but your words just are something that you never heard, and it's your soul straight talking. This is straight from the Bible, and the soul talking straight to the Lord, and taking out the middleman, taking out the flesh, and just being fed that way. And it's that soul that knows. Your soul knows. Your soul doesn't want you to sin. That soul has to deal with that flesh. You know, your everlasting life has to deal with the flesh and the temptations of it. That soul, hallelujah, knows that heaven is waiting, that there's consequences for your actions, but there's rewards for your actions as well. Praise the Lord. We want to be that type of person that we're out there in the world, that people can look up to, people can look over to us and ask us when they're in times of trouble. Because listen, everybody's going through trouble. Everybody's having something in their life. You can look at someone and they're rich and they're driving down the street in their brand new car and they just look like they've got it all made. They're going through something. If it's not them personally, it's someone that they care about. But everyone is going through this. No one's free from that. And if you are, it's just a matter of time before something else happens. But that's okay when we're standing on the rock, when we're leaning on the Lord, because he's going to get us through those problems. He's going to take us through those moments of those bad times, those rough times. Praise Jesus. And he's going to, when he takes us through it, people that are seeing us, that know us, that know that we're going through that, they know we're going through whatever situation we are, and they see our attitude about it, and they see the outcome, and you're giving glory to God. That's his testimony right there, and that's just where others can see that and know, man, there's something more to this, because I'm taking all these burdens myself. This is driving me crazy. I'm on all kind of nerve pills and everything else, and just go down the list, but because they're not turn themselves over to the Lord, they're not understanding that is His love. A lot of times people think about the Lord and they think about what they can't do anymore. But hallelujah, it's not about what you can't do anymore. It's what you can do through Christ. It's miraculous. It's above your average way of thinking of what you can do with the Lord on your side when you know, when you're on that rock and you know, upon you know. It's like when, and I've said this before, but when my ex-mother-in-law was passing, and she only had a few hours to live to a couple of days, but I was on my way down there to pray for her because I knew God was not going to take her life. I knew it as a matter of fact because it wasn't going to happen. It was this, everything in me. I was on my way down there to pray, and I knew the Lord was going to save her and was going to, she was going to live on, and she did. And it didn't surprise me at all because I felt the anointing of the Lord all in me. And that's that faith of a mustard seed. Praise Jesus. It's more than just words, isn't it? Because it's just, you know, you can read something and feel good about it. But when that's that Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit touches you, you know that you're in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. And you know that He's loving you and that He's real and that He's taking care of you and He's looking out for you. That's that anointing. And if you're not feeling it and you have it, I'm telling you, you've got to get close to the Lord to feel it. You don't want to miss out on it. And you can miss out on it by doing all these distractions of the day and not even thinking about the Lord, worrying about your problems and everybody else's problems. And you can just never get anywhere. Or you can say, I want more out of life. I want everything that God has for me, my Creator, what He has for me, the one that says that He's built a paradise just for me and made a place just for you. Build a place just for you, preparing a place just for you in paradise. That same God. Hallelujah, that loving God. Matthew 5:48 says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now you say, I can't be perfect. How can I do that? It's always, always striving. You know, my grandmother, and I don't know anyone that I would say that was more godly and spiritual than her, and she wasn't perfect, you know, because you can't, it's impossible to be perfect. But it says be perfect. What that means is always strive for it. Don't let yourself do less than what God is expecting of you. Don't get yourself in a situation, into a bad financial situation, in a bad relationship because of earthly desires. But if you have your mind on the Lord and you're striving to always do what He wants you to do, then you're going to be where He says, be therefore perfect. He knows when He said that. You can't just be perfect, ta-da, hallelujah, but you can strive every day. And when you feel that sin coming on, you can turn from it and you can pray. Praise the Lord. You can grab your Bible, you can hug it, walk around with it, even if you don't want to read it right then, and just have it and touch it, have it touching you, a part of you. It's something about that. It's God's Word, and it's not just, you know, words on a page. As we know, those that love the Lord, have Him in our heart, they're alive. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Right now, if you haven't given yourself over to the Lord, that I encourage you to, because His love is there waiting for you. A new life is waiting for you. Praise Jesus. If you have given yourself over to the Lord and you're not where you want to be and you're not living how you should live, God says, I'm there for you. That Comforter is already in you. Praise the Lord. And we can fix that. That's what the Lord is saying. Praise Jesus. So just close your eyes right now and lift up your hands and pray with me. Jesus, come into me, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins. Set me free, Lord. Save my soul. Change my life, Lord. Be the Lord of my life, the ruler of my ways, as I surrender myself to you, Jesus. Come into me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. With a heart that is wanting the Lord, saying those words, meaning it, feeling it, you have the Comforter. You have Jesus with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's that right now picking up. You might not have been where you wanted, the Lord wanted you to be. You might not be where you think you should be coming up to this point, but you have the power right now to change your life, hallelujah, to look up and smile and say, I'm serving you, Lord, and I'm going to do what you want me to do and live the way that you want me to do. And that's by sticking in a word, that's reading a word, having your quiet time alone with the Lord, listening to gospel music that's going to give you words of encouragement and make you feel good, talking to others that you know are saved also, and just sharing your love of the Lord and sharing your experiences and your testimonies and what the Lord has done for you. You wouldn't believe what God has done for me lately, and that's the start of it. It should be the start of your sentence. Hallelujah, and take off from there, because we got to stand up to the, we got to move on up to those higher standards and present ourselves as believers, the true believers, and not as the Pharisees, and not someone that's going to say they believe and their actions are going to be totally different, but conducting ourselves, hallelujah, and trying to always be perfect in God's way. Jesus' name. Amen. I was talking to Mother Leola. What a wonderful soul she is. The Lord is, she's having such a wonderful day. I know she wants to share it with you, and I know she knows all about moving on up in the godly standards. Amen, Mother Leola.
Well, to all my father's children, every round takes you higher and higher. If you only just believe, have that faith that is required, which is a grain of mustard seed, and it will grow you spiritually and get you connected to Jesus. And you'll be wanting to be more connected to him. I love you all. Read your word, the Bible, the Holy Bible. Believe it. Receive it. Raise your hands to heaven. Ask his blessings upon you and yours and others. And I promise you, you will receive if you only believe. Amen.
Amen. Got to not be afraid to, you know, offend others when we're speaking about the Lord, because even Jesus offended the Pharisees. When speaking to God, stand on the rock, hallelujah, and speak his word so others will know the truth, hallelujah, not be deceived. So many deceptions in this world right now, and with different versions of the Bible that take you way off course. I encourage you, if you have a Bible that's not King James and there's verses that you like, look them up, but also cross-reference that and look at the King James and see what it's saying. Is it saying what your Bible is saying? Because some of them actually take the Word of God and they change it, and they take away from the beauty of it, and they take away from the Spirit and what the Holy Spirit has put out there. So be real mindful of that. The Lord's put me on my heart to let you know that, and that's just to check it for yourself and cross-reference that Bible, because we want to know God's Word and what he intended us to know, hallelujah, and not what man has said and suggested that we know. Right, Mother Lola?
Yep. Yes,
she sums it all up. Well, praise the Lord. Let's thank everybody for listening today, and we always encourage you to do the right thing and to read your Bible. The main sources we always have to say is read your Bible, get your alone time with the Lord, hallelujah,
yes,
and listen to him. Let him change you. You are not perfect. There are flaws. I always said, unlike the Lord, I'm always changing, because he's not. He's the same as yesterday, today, and forever. Those miracles he performed back then, still doing them today with God's people.
He is.
Those that fast and prayer, and God's work is being done in miraculous ways. And the devil is not going to win, no matter what.
No.
Well, I thank everybody for listening today. In Jesus' name, we encourage you to shout up on the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Yes.